Hello, my name is Owen. I'm from FIB, and I'm from Sweden.
Hi, my name is Doris. I'm in FIB, and I come from China.
Hi, my name is Meghna. I'm in FIB, and I'm from India.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. I'm in FIB, and I'm from China.
And together, we're group one.
Recently, the FIB class took a global perspective service trip to Bintan alongside an NGO called the Island Foundation, with the shared aim of assisting local communities in Bintan with gaining English communication and 21st century skills of critical thinking, collaboration, and confidence.
We started this trip off by reflecting on what we want to achieve in our lesson.
What do you want students to understand about the topic living in Bintan?
We want them to understand the ocean environment is polluted by human, and we want them to know they should do something about it.
Yeah, we want them to basically gain awareness of the environment that they live in and how they can help it for the future. Now that we are here, how ready do we feel?
I feel so ready because we've worked really hard and we've organized really well to implement what we need to.
What concerns do we have for our lesson? I feel that time is our main concern. We might have overplanned it a bit much and might not have accounted for the transition periods, so
yeah,
we might run out of time.
And we don't know what questions the children and the students will ask us. So,
if we are successful, how will we know? If the students show actions of caring about their environment, or if they are talking about it, or if they are receptive during the lesson and understand.
They are engaging in our activities and not feel bored.
Right before our lesson, we went through the lesson plan to make sure every one of us are clear about what to do.
So before our lesson, we have to know the steps of how we're going to carry it out and everything. So the first step is introducing ourselves and introducing them to the dugong and the whole concept that we're going to be talking about in our first activity. So make sure that they know how to gain attention. And then our first activity would be
ask them what do they know about dugong, and there are some bad things for dugong and there are some good things for dugong. They are going to separate them into two parts, and after this we will ask them what do they learn from this and how do they know how to protect the dugong.
Yes. And throughout the process, just ask them why they think a particular thing is bad or good for the dugong, to keep them thinking about stuff. And then after we collect that activity and we're done with it, our second activity is matching words to pictures. And in that we hope to make them learn the
vocabulary of the pictures.
Yeah, so they understand the fairy tale, which is the next activity.
And then, after refining our lesson plan by using a SWOT analysis, we carried out our own lessons.
Are ships good? No. But why?
Okay, untuk aktivitas ini, kalian Okay, so one example from this mask is that, well, I made this mask. So I drew a mangrove because I want to, well, part of me being a superhero is that I want to protect the mangroves and keep them safe.
After our trip, we discussed what we took away from this trip.
How has this trip been valuable, and in what ways have you learned something about yourself?
I learned I can actually teach young children. I have never done this before, and it feels good to see we together successfully run the lesson, and we can be teachers. Yeah.
And also, I'm surprised that we can create our own book and also teach children a lesson.
Yeah, I found it different and to know how much or what it takes to be a teacher and the patience and the planning that is involved in it. So I feel that was something I learned during the trip.
I learned about the community more in Bintan, how they teach and how the students in Bintan are very determined to learn. So it was fine.
Yeah, it was a good way to learn the kind of the problem face when they're teaching, which is running out of time or some activities aren't. You have to be very careful as to what you do. And how does the critical challenge actually challenge us?
Well, it gets us to think, use our imagination to try to think of a fun way to teach kids English and teach them about the environment they live in. Because it's not where we live, so we have to do additional research too. And that was pretty difficult to find because the area we were looking into was quite remote and didn't have many online resources. So that's about it.
We need to guess what might going to happen. And because we don't know what will happen next and what question will the children ask.
And it challenged us in the way that we had to make it age appropriate and think in the shoes of the children and what they would need and how what we are trying to do meets the needs of what they want to teach the children. So I feel that was a hard part in trying to figure out what they actually need or what's actually going to be useful for them, because we don't want to just do something that doesn't end up helping them in the future.
I agree with Magna. I think the most challenging part is meeting the needs. But they said they will need our fairy tale, so I think we did it good.
Thank you for listening to our Jeepers Group 1 podcast. We hope this helped you understand more about our process throughout this critical challenge project.